Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 450 for Friday, November 23rd. Compaq Smart Card Keyboard. This show and the entire TWiT broadcast network is brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thanks. And now, get ready for Dick. Look lively now. You don't want to get left behind in Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Because if you get left behind, you could be like an old gadget. And oh, shoot, the jingle.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, the little old gadget maker, he, Dickie D.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Dick.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm ready for a gadget warehouse. Before we do that, though, you know, I think.
Yes.
Maybe I'm thinking November 23rd is actually a very sad day in American history. Is this not the day that President Kennedy was assassinated?
Oh, I think you're right.
I think it was in 1963.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to believe. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was the 26th.
You don't happen to have a computer nearby, do you?
I'm looking. I think it was the 23rd, but let me look on Wikipedia.
But everybody knows what they were doing, right?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that people who were alive at the time absolutely remember this. I mean,
we were taping the match game.
Were you really?
Yeah.
And what happened? How did you hear?
The control room has a news feed going all the time, and I don't think they told the audience until we finished taping.
No, because they wouldn't be in a very good mood, would they?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's a hard thing to do also. I mean, it's like, it's a big story, and it's like you're holding out on people.
Yeah.
I remember I was a little kid, so I was in...
But also, Leo, they first just announced he had been shot, right?
Well, we didn't know at first what would happen. Yeah. Exactly.
I think it wasn't until I remember Walter Cronkite
he pulled his glasses off.
So it must have been like 6 o'clock. Right. I think the networks were just staying on around the clock.
It was a bulletin.
Yeah.
So it was in the early afternoon in Dallas.
Okay.
So you were still working. I was in school. I remember we were getting hearing tests, and I must have been in first or second grade. And I remember everybody was all of, Twitter about it.
Yeah.
And then I think as I was walking, I do remember this, as I'm walking home, they had all the stores had speakers in the door, so you could hear it as you're walking. I'm walking down Thayer Street in Providence, and all the stores, it was actually November 22nd. It was yesterday, and all the stores had the speakers and they were playing the radio. So for a kid of 6 years old.
Oh yeah. That was traumatic.
Yeah.
Well, for any age.
It was a terrible thing. Yeah. Terrible thing. So it was November 22nd, 1963.
Oh, okay.
12:30 p.m. Central Time.
All right, so it was 1:30 back in New
York. And it's funny that, I mean, the nation, I think, still in many ways grieves. Anybody was alive at that time. And I wonder, the generation that doesn't remember it, it's just ancient history, right, for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to bring you down. Let's take a look at our gadget warehouse.
Okay, how many computer keyboards do you have?
Oh, infinite number.
I was just going to say. Do you, like, when you throw out or get rid of computers, don't you sort of tend to hang on to the keyboard?
Yeah, unfortunately, because they're usually what you should be doing is the other way around, refreshing the keyboard, because they get kind of dirty and old.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have what is a very unique keyboard here. It is the Compaq Smart Credit Card Internet Keyboard.
I'm typing this in as we go so I could see if I could find one.
Did I wish you could.
Did it have a card slot on it?
Leo, it had a card slot on the side next to the number pad.
That's crazy.
And it took a Visa smart card.
Oh, that's very funny.
This is, Leo, this is one of those things, again, where I thought they were onto something.
Really? Yeah.
So when you were going to order, the problem is people weren't getting into ordering online yet. This was back in 2001. I mean, they were not ordering online the way they are today.
Right.
So you would slide your credit card in. It would fill out your form online for the websites that were set up for this. And part of the problem was not a lot of websites were set up for this. And there was a special Visa smart card that was issued that would trigger all the responses, both within the keyboard and on the screen. But did you find a picture of one or anything about
it? I can't one. No. I mean, I can see when it came out. I'm looking at a press release, but.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take my own photograph of this one. After I got this product sample, I never saw it anywhere. I never read much about it.
I found one. You found
a picture?
$51.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, back then it was an additional $36 when you ordered your compact computer. If you ordered their 5,000 or their 7,000 series Fusario desktop, you could ask to have the smart credit card internet keyboard substituted. So, and you have a picture one?
I have. You know, now I'm reading here, and I think it wasn't really for a credit card. The idea was you could use a smart card to identify yourself.
Oh, no, this was...
So this was actually for charge cards.
For charge cards. Yeah, it had to be... and Visa was behind it. It was Visa and... let me see if I find the name of the company.
Interesting.
Visa had worked with Gem Plus, which was doing this. So it was Gem Plus and Visa and Compaq, the three of them. And it said, Compaq is the first PC manufacturer recognized by Visa USA as Visa Smart Card Ready.
I think I know what happened. They had these keyboards, and nobody wanted to use them with charge cards. So they said, it'll be a security device. That's it. There we go. That's the idea.
That's the way to do it.
That's what we meant all along.
Yeah. Can you send me a link to that picture you have, and I'll tell you if it's exactly the one I have.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing a number of them, and not only that.
Yeah.
This one is from PC Expo I'm looking at. And
this,
so this is the one. Yeah,
this is where I think they introduced it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the 2001, but I bet you it looks exactly the same.
Oh, that's so funny.
And there are a number of companies that sell replacement versions of it. So,
how interesting.
Yeah, ProVantage, for instance. Now, it says carbon or silver. And
carbon or silver what?
Colored.
Oh, color. Okay.
Yeah. Is that right? Is yours silver? And it's got a...
Mine is...
You have the carbon.
Compaq beige.
Oh, yours is Compaq. This one's HP. All right, you know, it's because HP merged with Compaq, so.
Yeah. I have the benefits here. The benefits of this keyboard: increased security while purchasing goods and services online, the smart card's ability to store relevant user data, your billing, your shipping, your credit card information.
Online
checkout.
Smart cards didn't take off in the U.S.
That's what happened. That's, I think, exactly
what happened. They were using it in Europe, and they never came here. You couldn't get one.
Yeah, no, because as explained to me, I said, this is great. You would stick your card in there. It would fill out where to ship it. It would fill out all the...
Because all that information was stored in the card.
In the smart card.
See, I like this idea. I wish they'd do this.
Yeah. Why don't we reinvent it?
They forgot about
Dick and Leo's smart card
keyboard, and we'll have a special Dick and Leo's Visa.
Yeah, we'll call it Wise Card.
Wise,
so that we don't get sued.
Yeah, Clever Card. How about Clever Card?
Clever Card. I like it.
It alliterates.
Clever
Card.
Good. I like it. Clever Card. Compaq Clever Card.
As far as I can tell, what happened to this thing is they converted it.
How interesting! Yeah. They probably had a warehouse.
Oh, can you imagine?
Full of
No, yes. Well, they were making a bet that the smart card technology would come to the U.S., yeah. And it never did.
Never did.
Interesting. Sometimes things go to the gadget warehouse for all kinds of reasons. Yeah, that's my philosophy for today. That is, yeah. Maybe I better just stop philosophizing and start singing. What do you think?
And you start singing? No.
No, I can sing. Listen, this is good. I'm really good at this.
We got the letters for Kids with Letters. We got the Kids with Letters now.
How'd you like that?
That was really awful.
It's really pretty bad, wasn't it?
It was.
I'm kind of embarrassed. Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
Okay. I have a letter. And if you go to my website on the opening page, you'll see this man's picture and what I'm talking about, gizwiz.biz. He sent me an entry to the What the Heck Is It contest, but then he added, by the way, I went to Halloween as Gadgets Time Forgot.
Oh,
here is a photo. I did not want to yet again infringe on going as the Gadget Warehouse.
Oh, look at this guy.
And his name is Samuel Bates.
Oh, this is great.
It's funny, Leo. He's wearing, and Leo, some of these I don't recognize. He's wearing the Q-Cat.
Yes, they gave that away, or it was very cheap at Radio Shack. It was a barcode reader. Do you remember this?
No.
You must have one in your Gadget Warehouse. It was shaped like a cat. But really, it was a barcode reader.
Oh, yes.
And the idea
was
you'd be reading a magazine, and all of a sudden there'd be a barcode in the magazine, and you'd scan it. The QCAT was a USB device. You'd scan it, and your computer would go to a web page that you were reading the ad about. Like, because it was too hard to enter WWW.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's fair. I remember that now.
But hackers loved it because they figured out all sorts of weird things you could do with the QCAT.
Like the GizWiz smart button. Okay.
Yes, that was very useful. This, you know, what am I saying? You invented the QCAT.
Wait a minute. I have sold a dozen of them.
Really? Have you really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So go when you. Why? As long as you're looking at this guy, and he should have had one of these. Actually,
he's also wearing the 0.3 megapixel. So I guess that's a third of a megapixel jump drive camera.
Oh yeah.
A zip drive.
Yeah.
A zip drive. The NES. Entertainment
That's
system.
That's the Nintendo, yeah.
The third generation. Isn't that what we have now?
Oh, no, we're up to 5.5 or 6. Oh, we're up to 6.
Oh, okay.
But I have a first generation iPod. If I'd known, Samuel, I would have given you that.
Yeah. Now, here's another one I don't know. The ChiPod Nano Clone.
Sounds like a clone MP3 player.
I don't know.
But Dell Axiom, that was great.
The Dell Axiom 5. Yeah, that was like one of the first PDAs. Right?
It was Dell's, I thought, a very good version of the Windows mobile device. I like the Axioms.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had a mini disc player recorder.
Wow.
He had a 2 mile range, 2-channel. Whoa, a 2-channel walkie talkie. Woo. The Nintendo Zapper gun.
He looks like such a dork.
And Virtual Boy.
Virtual Boy? That was the hood that you would put on your Game Boy that would make it kind of...
No, what Virtual Boy was... You know, I don't remember.
I think
Samuel will have to email us again.
I wonder how that
Samuel
went.
Samuel Bates, anyway. So look for Samuel's picture on my website.
That's great. Gizwiz.biz. While you're there, by the way... Get yourself a GizWiz button.
Yeah, get yourself a USB smart button.
You press the
button. Think of it as charity. Think of it. Leo has a donation button.
I don't have a donation button.
A
GizWiz button.
But if you buy a USB smart button, I will make money.
And so tell us what the USB smart button does, Dick.
Okay, you plug it into a USB port.
Yes.
All week long. It changes colors, fading in and out, LED to LED, reds, beautiful blues.
Yes.
Luscious green.
Yes, luscious. Yum, luscious. Yum. Yes. And then what?
Sunny yellow.
All week long
Sunny
it does
yellow.
That. Yes.
And then you're sitting there and then you go, oh, I want to play the What the Heck Is It game.
Sure you do.
But I don't want to have to go to my keyboard.
Oh, get your QCAT.
get my QCAT. No, you don't need
your QCAT. You don't need a QCAT.
You just tap the beautifully styled by Dennis Wunderlin Gizwiz Biz logo of Dick DiBartolo, the Gizwiz. Just tap him on his mustache and magically, I don't know how it's done.
It's magic.
Your computer suddenly brings up my website.
Oh, how funny.
Out of 50 billion websites, the smart button goes, no, not that one. No, not that.
It goes right to Dick's website. How does it know? How do it know?
It takes about 48 hours.
It has to search through them.
Not that one either. Oh, this one.
This one.
No, this one. No, it does it like in seconds. It rejects 50 billion websites. And it can do it in any language.
It's amazing.
It's
when you put it that way, it's a miracle. Yeah. Oh,
this, if you had a guess, you'd probably guess about $3,000.
Sure, just for the artificial intelligence alone.
The artificial intelligence, yes. Add in artwork, another 10 cents. Add in the cable. If it came from Monster Cable, that's another $91.
Right. For the high-quality digital cable, yes.
Digital cable, right.
Yes.
Comes in a carrying case.
It does?
Well, it's a plastic sleeve.
Well, you can carry it in that.
Yeah, you can carry it in that. I'm going to raise the price.
I think it's worth a lot more because what are you charging?
I'm charging $17 and something. No, I know. It should be $117.
It's so cheap. It's so cheap. And I don't mean cheap, badly made. It's well made.
No,
it's cheap,
no,
inexpensive.
It's expensive. And you get to send me to CES first class if you buy enough of them.
We're going to work on that one. Hey, there's also, I see a new video on here, the Gizwiz Railroad. You've actually documented your training.
Oh, yeah, my little outdoor railroad. Yeah.
That's neat.
And I have to, I've added another trolley since then, so I have to do another one.
Listen, there it goes. Is that you and the little yellow thing driving around there?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I shrunk myself.
That's really good. You know, the way you shot this, it actually looks full size.
I know.
It looks like a scale model. Oh, here it comes again. Hey, it's coming back again. Oh, hey. Yeah,
I'll do the sound effects for you.
Oh, there you go on that little yellow thing. Oh, the trolley went back the other direction. It looks like, I may be wrong, but it looks like you got the Christmas lights up at the train station there.
I do. It's Christmas.
Well, I told you.
Except for the Grinch in Canada.
Yeah, that guy doesn't like it.
Who doesn't want Christmas to start until Christmas Eve.
Don't forget, too, you could play the What the Heck Is It contest and win a chance to get a Mad Magazine.
Yes, sir.
And the winners from last month's contest are posted there.
They are.
The rubber taco. The tiger taco.
That was very funny. He said it was a Pac-Man hit by a truck.
I like that one. This one, I'm trying to think of what this could be. I think
it's
a thumb rest. So when your thumbs get tired, you put them in there and you rest them.
Oh, I can't tell you anything, but that's not a bad guess.
Yeah.
It's not a bad guess at all.
Give me a thumb rest.
No, I actually love the game only because people are so into it. You know, I get about 500 people playing it.
That's really fun.
And they, you know, and it's great fun.
Gizwiz.biz. That's the website. Yes. And it's time for us to adjourn for another week.
Okay.
Yes. Are you going to take a little time off and enjoy your weekend? Or?
Yeah. You know, it's about the time of the year when I take a train up the Hudson.
Oh, fun.
To a little town called Cold Spring where they have a nice restaurant. And that way, I know you think I'm a weird man, but it's sort of my way to stay in the Hudson River.
It's beautiful up there.
In touch with it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I sort of like the river to think I love it, whether I'm on it or not.
You're so just visiting it. During the winter,
I visit the river. I'm not a fair weather friend.
No.
Heaven
for Fend. I always thought if I ever got a job, a big network job, that I would live in the Hudson River Valley. It's very pretty up there.
I thought you were going to live in the Hudson River.
I would live in the river.
You could be Captain Nemo.
It's so much fun. I'll have a little submarine. I'll stay out there right into the water. And every once in a while, I'll stick up my periscope and see what it's going on.
Yeah.
Dick, we're going to wrap it up. I will see you. Yes. I will see you on Monday.
I'll be here.
A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.